Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to week four, the last week of the Decluttering Madness Challenge. All right, our bedrooms are organized. Our family room is organized. We have gone through and at least started on that storage room, right? At least we started, I hope. And now we are going to the garage, and this is our last week. So remember, you can go back into the basement and help in the storage room. Keep up with the family room. Make sure you're keeping up with your bedroom. But we're all going to go into the garage. And again, this is going to be another great time where if you can find a two-hour chunk of time, preferably this weekend, that the whole family can pitch in at one time, it will go so much faster. Now, everyone is starting at a different place in the garage. Some garages are pretty organized. We park two cars in there, and they just need to be cleaned out over the winter. All right, maybe that's 10% of people. Do you realize that 85% of people only have one car that fits in their garage, their two-car garage? See, you're not alone. You're not alone. And there are, I think it's 25% don't have any cars in their garage. So you're not alone. If you're the first person in the scenario, kind of wondering why you're listening to the podcast, and maybe I should listen to your podcast, because that's pretty cool if you could clean out your garage really quickly. I know I can, because I've cleaned out my garage so many times, and it is so hard to get rid of things that are in the garage. So I'm just going to tell you in advance. It's like worse than the board games in the family room. Like, at least with the board games in the family room, you're like, yeah, she's right, we never play board games. And you got rid of them. Or no, we really do play board games, but you're right, we could never play more than 20 in a lifetime, so the other ones can go. Nah, that is not what happens in the garage. We get in the garage, and I don't know if the testosterone kicks up or it's the fresh air that hits our face, and we get these delusions of grandeur, like we're going to play all these sporting things and we're going to have a vegetable garden, and this is the year we're going to really make the yard look great. And what if we could put that fence back in? And like, there's so much in a garage. The basement storage is kind of like old projects we've given up on, our memories and things like, okay, so that's the past. But the garage is more like stuff that we've bought, but we didn't do it, but we think it would be really, really cool if we did do it. So my husband got, I think when he turned 40, his mom got him this outdoor game called cornhole that we play in Ohio. So they're these wooden boards that are angled, and you toss these bags of corn into the holes. So it's called cornhole. And it's an outdoor game. I think we've played it twice. My husband's turning 50. So in 10 years, we've played this game twice. So the bags that you throw into this game have corn in them. And we had a rat that lived in my car for a while. And he lived in the garage. And he ate everything. And he found the cornhole bags. And he ate the corn out of the cornhole bags about 5 years ago. So I had on the grocery list last week to buy new cornhole bags. And my husband's like, why do we need to spend money on new cornhole? What do we need new cornhole bags for? I said, well, because we don't have any. And so we have this great game that we could play, but we don't have the bags so you could play the game. And I have two high school kids. So in theory, when they have friends over this summer, that actually would be a really fun game for them to pull out and play. But we don't have the little bags that you toss in the game. So I need to buy more cornhole bags. So we have this awesome game that we don't play. And for 5 years, we didn't even realize we were missing the bags to play the game. This is all of us, people. We are all in this together. Nobody has a perfectly organized garage. So what we're going to do is we're going to triage this. It's going to depend on how much time and energy you have. Here's a hint. You're always going to have more time and energy at the beginning, and halfway through, you're going to want to kill me. But you can't, because it's a podcast, and I'll be back next week, and I'm so fun and bubbly, so why would you want to do that to me? That's mean. So here are the ideas. If you only have an hour, then we're going to pretend this is a jigsaw puzzle and pick out all of the things that you want to donate and trash and get rid of them. If you have more than an hour, we're going to start emptying the whole garage out onto the driveway, and we're going to sort it that way. So less than an hour, we're going to pretend it's a jigsaw puzzle and hunt and peck and donate things. You will not get rid of as much this way. more than an hour. Let's just empty out the garage and let's do it right and let's get this done. And you'll love it. You'll love having an organized garage all summer. Step one, empty out the cars. Completely empty out your cars so that you can immediately load things into your cars. If you have one car, you're going to load it into one. If you have two, we're going to use two different cars. One car is going straight to the donation. So you're going to fill it up, and that one, as soon as it's full, the person who can drive is going to drive it off to the donation and come back so we can fill it again. And the other one is going to go to consignment stores. So if you have like a Play It Again Sports, or if your mother-in-law stuff's in your garage for whatever reason, ours only lives 2 miles away, that's going to go in a car so we could deliver it. Anything that needs to be delivered. Because ironically, in the garage, you will find things that you've been meaning to take back to people. Like all the Cub Scout stuff that you've been meaning to take back to Cub Scouts. And something you've been meaning to return. And a family member's whatever that you haven't taken to them. And something that you wanted to donate to the consignment store. So empty out both cars. One is going to be donations. One is going to be selling or taking to people, and you're going to actually go like Santa Claus and deliver this stuff. Get big black trash bags. I love the ones Kirkland's has, which is Costco's brand is Kirkland. They're great. We use them on all of our organizing jobs. They're cheaper than Hefty, and I think they're stronger. But get the big black trash bags before you get started also. Okay, if the ball is deflated and you don't have a needle, buy a new basketball. I mean, at the end of this, if you play basketball or you play soccer, whatever it is that your family loves to play, buy one new ball and get rid of all the half-deflated ones. Really be ruthless here and let's get this garage as cleaned out as we can. If you've bought something 2 or 3 years ago to put out in the yard, a new sprinkler, or you're going to pound in that plastic edging, or you wanted to fix this pot or whatever, that's fine. You could keep all of that stuff. What I would suggest, if you don't have great shelving, is to go buy one of those $40 shelving units at Home Depot that are plastic and clickable, and then put everything on there. Like on this whole shelf, you just put everything in there that you're going to put in the garden. And on the next shelf is everything that you're saving for your annual summer camping trip or whatever. Get some shelving in there so that you could start to make piles of what you're doing with the stuff that's in there. And then I want you to actually physically make a list. So when you're done, go get a piece of paper and put, oh yeah, I am going to put Miracle-Gro in all of the gardens this year. And we have enough weed and preen for the next 5 years. Don't buy any more of that. The thing that I found that I had overbought over time was salt. Like, we live in Ohio and I live in Cincinnati. So we don't really get beautiful snow very often. What we get is ice, which is very dangerous, and you need to use salt to, you know, get rid of the ice on your driveway. Growing up, I lived in the Akron, Cleveland area. We had so much snow all the time, but we very rarely had any ice, and I don't remember putting salt out ever because it was always snow, and you could drive in snow. But in Cincinnati, we have ice. And so I had bags and bags and bags of salt. I haven't bought salt in 3 years, and now we have the warmest winter on record. I didn't use any salt this year, so I still have 2 bags of salt. I didn't get rid of it because I am going to use it, but I did put on a list, we don't need any more salt. So go through everything that could be donated, everything that needs to be returned or can be consigned at a consignment store. Those Play It Again Sports places are great for taking all that. And then really look at what's left. So I used to do a ton of gardening. I don't do any anymore. So I got rid of most of that stuff. My husband plays golf, so we have all of the golf stuff. The kids really don't do very much sports, so we got rid of almost everything else except for the baseball clubs and the baseball so that you could play catch outside. My daughter is the only one who rides a bike, so we actually got rid of all the bikes except for her bike. So really pare down on stuff, and this will depend on how old people are that are in your house. If it's just you living there and you don't ride bikes, then you don't need bikes. But let's say you live there and you have 3 grandchildren that come twice a year. Well, you might have a whole section of stuff that you have for when the grandchildren come to your house twice a year. Totally fine. Just make sure you're not saving stuff just to save it. Okay. All right, now we've emptied out the garage. You've been donating stuff. You've been figuring out what's going to be sold. You've been really paring back. You've put up some bookshelves. You're going to sort this as it comes back in. Before you take anything and put it back in, I want you to stand in the middle of your garage, just like I had you stand in the middle of your bedroom, and look at each wall. So you're going to look at one wall. And I like to divide garages up by zones. So if you have school-aged children and younger, I put all the kids' stuff on one half of the garage and all of the adult stuff and gardening stuff on the other half of the garage, so that when you pull the car in, all of the gardening stuff is blocked by the car and the kids just have access to their stuff on one side of the garage. So divide your garage by the people who live there. In my garage, one wall is all kid-related stuff. The front of the garage is all tools, gardening stuff. I put our old kitchen cabinets out there, so we really have a really nice setup. We have a big, long 9-foot counter and cabinets above and below. And swimsuits are out there and swim towels. And all of our chemicals are in the front there. And then all of our gardening stuff is on the other wall. And we have a little section that is just for golf bags and golf paraphernalia. What I found over years and years and years, and when my kids were little, I would say the garage is the area of my house I've been organizing the most for my entire life. When our kids were little, I would back the minivan out of the driveway, and then I would park it at the end of the driveway so they couldn't get into the street. And it was like I made a really big cement playground for them to play on. And I would be in the garage deciding what I could get rid of over time. And so I would slowly get rid of things, but you just save so much in the garage that you think you're going to do one day. Once your kids are in high school, or if you don't have any children, the odds of you doing something that you bought 3 years earlier and put in your garage are like 10%. It's very, very low. You had a weak moment. You were in Target. It looked great. The signs, it was big, bright lights. You just had a caramel frappe and you're like, yes, I'm going to do whatever this is. And you bought it and you brought it home and you have not done it. It's okay. It's no big deal. Guilt free. You can donate it, or you could take it to a consignment store, or you could sell it in a garage sale. Completely guilt free. We do not have to be held hostage to the fact that we paid for something 3, 4, 5 years ago, and we decided once we got home that we don't want to do it anymore. What you will find over time when you really start facing the decluttering and purging of your house is you will see how many times you've done this. And for me, when I go out and I buy those purchases, it's because I was stressed out about something else and I was escaping to Target. And while I was there, I got delusions of grandeur that I was going to want to work in my garden in the middle of July, which I do not. And so why should I be held hostage to the guilt of that decision that was made 3 years ago? I should not. And so bye-bye. It could go to somebody else. It could be donated. Somebody else can have delusions of grandeur or have that bird feeder or put in that plastic stuff that goes around your gardens. I just got rid of my gardens. I will tell you. I used to have beautiful gardens. And then about 6 years ago, you know what I realized? Grass is really, really easy to maintain. And my husband loves what we call highway landscaping. So if you're driving down the highway and you see those nice mulched beds that have a few trees and bushes in them, that is what our yard looks like. I get one or two flats of flowers. I didn't buy any last year. I might get a couple of flats this year. Everything else is evergreen bushes and trees and mulch, and that's it. And I used to have a whole bunch of gardens, and I systematically, over time, dug out all of that mulch, replaced it with grass, and now we have grass almost everywhere. It is so awesome. Last year, I did my yard work that I needed to do for the summer in one weekend, and I got to enjoy our yard all summer long without the guilt of worrying about weeding or watering or anything. And that is priceless for me. I grew up, my mother had 22 flower gardens growing up. Her flower gardens were so nice that she was put on the flower garden parade thing. People would get in buses and they would go from house to house to look at the best gardens in our city. And my mom was on that list. Greg thought we were joking. We were newly married. And my parents said, okay, tomorrow there are going to be people in the gardens looking at all of mom's flowers. And he was like, yeah, right. Because my dad's a big jokester. So he gets up. All the blinds in the house are drawn, which is rare. We have them all open. He's like, this is so odd. So he's in the kitchen. He's getting some water and he peeks through the blinds and there's a lady peeking right back at him. He's like, ah. So he shuts the blinds and he's like, they were not kidding. So he goes and he looks out the front door. There is a bus in the front of our house and there are people all over our yard looking at my mother's gorgeous gardens of flower varieties. I couldn't even tell you. 22 gardens that she had on our 1 acre property. Gorgeous. I have Highway Landscaping. I got all of my yard work done in one weekend and I cannot even tell you how freeing it was last summer to be able to sit on the back patio with my husband after work every day and not have this nagging to-do list of things in my yard. So I'm saying you can change. You could say, that's great. When we first had our house, I had a whole bunch of flower gardens. I spent all of my time in there. And when my kids are, you know, in college and gone, I probably will have flower gardens again. But at this time in my life, where I'm recording this podcast in a car at 8:30 at night, waiting for my kids to get out of play practice, and I have been in my car no less than 8 hours today, if you think I have time to do a vegetable garden or a flower garden or anything that's not grass, you are crazy. And I don't feel guilty about it. I don't. Our family is doing just fine without any flowers. And yours will too if you're in that phase of life. So I want you to really look at the things in your garage. How much of this stuff are you saving because you think you should, or you feel guilty, or you've already paid for it? And if you're married, express that to your spouse. Hey, I bought 18 flower pots because I thought that I would bring the outside plants inside and I never did. Do you mind if I get rid of those? And if they're anything like my husband, he'll be like, we have 18 flower pots? Yeah, we don't need 18 flower pots. You kill plants outside. You probably don't need to bring plants inside. And so then you could get rid of them guilt-free. When we were first married, I would vacuum my house every single day because that's what my dad liked and that's what we did for my dad. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I found out that Greg really didn't even care. Like, yeah, vacuuming's great, but, you know, whatever. 17 years, I did not vacuum every day, but I had this expectation in my mind that I should. And now I know he doesn't even care. I mean, he likes it, but it's not a big thing for him. What is a big thing for your spouse? Like, would it be a bigger thing if they could park their car in there than if we had all of these projects? Would it be a bigger thing if in our house, we have now realized we don't have any good tools. We really do not have any good tools. And I tend to do a lot of tool related projects at home. So maybe I shouldn't tell you this. The men will laugh a lot. So my mother-in-law was getting rid of one of those home gyms and she wanted us to have it. So we moved it in our two SUVs to our house. Only took us a month to get it all put together. And then I decided to move it from the room we put it in into a guest bedroom. And this is one of those Bowflex things. It's really heavy. It's multiple pieces. It has all these weights. It's like a serious home gym. We put that thing together. It's all these little six-sided nuts, these hex nuts or whatever they are. I don't even know what they are. We put the whole thing together with a crescent wrench, or, you know, one that looks like a little C, you know, that has a little C on both ends of the wrench. This is how bad I am. And the other one is like a wrench, I think. I don't know. You open it up. It has like little claws at the end and there's a little spinner in there and you make the claw bigger or smaller. Anyway, that's how we put it together. And when I moved it from one room to the other, I had my professional organizers come over and help me because we did it during the day. And so Chrissy, the engineer, says, where is your socket wrench set? And I was like, what is a socket wrench set? So she explained to me what it was. I did not have one. So we did exactly how I had done it before and Jimmy rigged this whole thing together. A week later, I mounted our TV in our bedroom on the wall. And in order to get the TV mounter thing on the wall, I needed to have a crescent wrench. Like, I tried the redneck thing I was doing before with the random tools that I had, and it didn't work. But my mother-in-law has every tool known to man. So I said to my husband, can you please get the socket wrench set from your mom's house on the way home from work? He brought it home. Let me just tell you. For my birthday, I am asking for a socket wrench set. Do you know what these things are? If you don't know, this is so awesome. If you do, you're laughing so hard there's milk coming out your nose if you're drinking coffee or anything, I'm sure. So anyway, it's super, super cool. It's this little tool and you put this little... it looks like one of those combos. You remember those combos... like snacks that were like pretzels that are filled with cheese. It looks like that, like a little round pretzel. That's the shape of the tool. This is why I don't have tools. I don't even know what they're called. You put this on the end of this little wrench thing, and then you just move it back and forth, up and down, up and down. It tightens so fast. As I was doing this, I was thinking, it would have been really great if we had this when we were putting together that Bowflex thing. I could see why this would have made that day-long project take like maybe an hour, if we had the right tools. So that's something we need to get more of. So as you're going through your garage, you might find there are things that you need to get more of and things that you need to get less of. Well, this is one of those podcasts that I think is why people say that I'm that funny organizer person. Because I told you some funny stories. But you know why? Because you're either in that hot or cold garage as you're listening to this. And hopefully you are laughing and you are getting rid of those things that you know you're not going to do. And you are not giving yourself guilt about it. And you are going to enjoy your less cluttered garage, both less cluttered in stuff, but also less cluttered in guilt and expectations. We want to come into our house and feel like this is our home. This is the way we want it to be. These are the things in here that we want to have for all of the family members that are currently living in this home that make it feel great. So, do your teamwork. Get it done. Get it cleared out. Get those final totals of bags and boxes to me in the Facebook group over at organize365.com/Facebook. And I don't really think there are notes to this one, but if you want them, they're over at organize365.com/. What episode is this that we're on? I'm in the dark, you know. The sun has gone down on my living out of my car-ness. There's hope for all of us. There really is. It is 160. I think it's organize365.com/160. I lost my note. So hopefully that's where it is. I am super excited that you guys have done this decluttering madness challenge, that your family has all pitched in, and that we've gotten a lot of stuff out. Because in April, we're going to start organizing. And ladies, I'm just telling you, your family just gave you the hugest gift. They have helped you declutter these spaces that are super hard for you to declutter on your own. The kitchen we can do on our own. The laundry room and bathrooms, we can do all of that. But to declutter the storage room, the garage, your kids' bedrooms, your spouse's clothes, those are super, super hard to do. So I congratulate all of you families for pitching in together and helping to make this house more of a home. And ladies, I'll be back at you next Friday.